Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's happening. This is the sound of you and me in the same room.
We're in the same room looking at your face. I'm looking at you IRLs, not on a Zoom.
I know.
It's weird. I don't have to like, I keep wanting to look at my computer, but
I look to my computer to find you, Andrea.
But here you are in front of me. I manifested you on this.
The new moon of summertime.
Totally. And welcome to it, Cancer season.
Cancer season.
Feels like it. Boy, oh boy.
So far, we've morphed into like an astrological sort of podcast. Mm-hmm. Pool cleaning corner. We explain how thunder and weather works in this state. Anything new we want to add to it today?
I don't know. I do
yard cleaning.
You know, I'm having my first big pool party on Saturday. We're going to have an anti-independence day, if you ask me, because not much to celebrate.
Not a whole lot. Not feeling too independent when
not
my rights and the rights of women have been stripped away.
But that's about it. Just some hot pool party prep. Lay down some fresh mulch in the backyard.
Now that's a party.
You guys want to shine up the backyard, just go spend $10 on 4 bags of mulch.
Yeah.
And voila.
You're not lying. Mulch will just kind of straighten the whole thing up.
Tie the whole yard together, if you will. Just some nice wood chips. Who knew? Well, fuck.
Do you like a brown or a reddish brown
wood
chip?
We go brown. We're brown.
We go brown.
We go to brown town. Well, here we are. Welcome to Side Work Podcast. We're together again in the same room. The energy is fucking hot.
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting on your new couch for the first time. Uh-huh. And pardon me if I fall asleep mid-podcast.
It's pretty good, right?
Ooh, it's really good.
Yeah. And you're just soaked in pillows. A lot of sound absorption happening right here. No echoing. Just the soothing sounds of little snores that come from this couch.
And after this, we're going to get in the pool. That's what it's all about. And then after this actual episode, Andrea and I have a small announcement to make.
Yeah, for sure. I want to talk top of show talk. Ooh, okay. Have you watched The Bear yet?
The Bear
is a new show on Hulu that is about a very renowned chef who comes home to Chicago after his older brother kills himself and leaves him like their Italian beef shop.
Whoa.
And it's great. And it's probably the best like show, anything on film that, you know, that I have seen that portrays a kitchen that I've ever seen. It's like incredible what they do.
You felt represented.
I do. I mean, it's nice. It's mostly kitchen because it's like a fast foodie place.
I get it.
But I feel super represented watching it.
Or as a customer.
As a customer vibe of like, you know, someone who represents the restaurant industry in a way that I just think, when you watch it, we'll discuss. But in my opinion, it's like spot on. Great. Wonderful.
Nice. And for those of you who are wondering, like, sure, beef that's Italian. Well, an Italian beef is also a pretty amazing Chicago style sandwich.
Boy, oh boy.
Like a hot beef, an Italian beef. Mm-hmm. You can get it all the ways, right?
Yeah.
Dry or wet, dipped
with sweet peppers or hot peppers. It's basically just like, I know people would probably get stabbed if they call it like a glorified friendship sandwich. I've heard that happen before. But it's, you know, just like slow cooked beef, like, you know, thinly sliced, soaking in jus, put on a roll and fucking doused in whatever pepper and sauce you want. It's pretty goddamn good. So the show has like all the feels of like a foodie, like, you know, like refining and making like these staples of like Chicago food. little elevated, but it's got like, and also like if you're from Chicago or live in Chicago, it's got like all the feels, and the soundtrack's fucking awesome. It's like all Wilco's and Sufjan Stevens.
Love.
And like, yeah, it's real fun. So that's my little plug if you guys are looking for a little summer binge sponsored by the show The Bear, which we get no money to sponsor.
No things. Money. Yeah. No money ever. That's amazing. And I think what's amazing too is Andrea and I have decided for our wellness to give ourselves a well-deserved break,
yeah,
because we work very hard
so
on this
hard
podcast.
Yeah, we're gonna take a little summer vacay.
We are.
And then just like throw some of our I think our favorite episodes at you. Like,
yeah, it might not be every week, but we'll pepper the feed,
yeah,
with some summer, yeah, centric refires, if you will.
Yeah, Brian, it might just be Brian recording himself learning how to play the keyboard and like laying down some songs for you guys.
Yeah, or like if I get bored and, you know, just want to pick up my Zoom recorder and talk into a mic.
Yeah, for sure.
No editing. I have access to our
absolutely
feed. You cannot stop me.
We're going to artist away the rest of the summer.
Yeah.
Basically, what's going to happen is I'm going to free write, Brooke's going to free write, and then we're going to read each other's,
yeah,
unhinged free writes, and yep, that's going to be your summer vacation.
Maybe we'll do a Dear Diary and check in.
I love that we said that we need a break, and now we're just talking about working more.
Working and, you know, brainstorming more ideas and what have you. Yeah, you know what? What can I say? Like, it's not a feeling of burnout. It's a feeling of we never take a break.
Never.
And, it feels right. It,
yeah,
finally feels.
It's
like,
so service industry what we do by like,
yep,
not taking a break.
Yep.
We're just like, oh, we have to be there, always be working, always be recording, always carving out time. But yeah, it's just going to be a few weeks. And fuck, I swear to God, as if it'll be shorter than the summertime is for kids who go to school now. Because is it just me or?
They're back like mid-August.
Yeah,
but they
like,
get
they
out
end
June.
Like mid-June, and then they're back like early mid-August.
I think the whole thing is instead of like that glorious 3 months where you like grow up and find yourself, you know, like 3 months is a lot of time.
Yeah, you had to get a job in the summer.
Job, like a new, you come back with like a new hairstyle and maybe,
yeah,
your braces,
right,
are off.
Maybe like something sexual happened to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2 months, oh my God.
What can you do then? That's a month too short.
It's a month too short. And no one's looking for a 2 month hire. Jesus
totally,
Christ.
Totally. Absolutely. Well, let's jump into some headlines.
Okay.
You know, I think we can't not record this episode without talking about the fact that Roe versus Wade was overturned last week and how fucking devastated we all are by this fact. You know, so we thought we would really go into what the restaurant, what the food industry is doing,
mm-hmm,
how things are going to change, what things could look like in the future, you know, and we'll just get started right away with like companies that have already stepped up to the plate, specifically to say that, you know, if people have to go across state lines to travel and need their travel costs covered to get an abortion in states that are still allowing this to happen, Starbucks, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Yelp, all corporations that we shit on this show all the,
yeah,
time.
But you know what? They've got the money and they've got the ability. They're already covering their employees with,
yeah,
benefits.
Absolutely. I mean, I kind of feel like they should just be like, hi, we bought all of these abortion pills and like every female employee or more or someone who's married, if you're whatever, have a partner. They have like a 5-year shelf life. I was listening. And it's like $150,
yeah,
bucks.
No, I mean, here's the thing. Here's a hot tip. You know, I'm going to probably stock up because,
mm-hmm,
it's insurance,
mm-hmm,
for an oopsies in the future. Mm-hmm. We don't know where this goes. California is a very protected state. We don't know what lies ahead.
Absolutely.
We also know that we want to be there for other people in need. So I'm always like, hey, I'm going to talk to my doc, pay out of pocket, even if I got 2 doses, right?
Yeah.
One for me and one for a friend in need.
Yeah.
My gift.
Absolutely.
We know a lot of you listeners live in red states that just lost their rights. All that stuff. Hit us up. We're your big sisters in that way. But honestly, when you think about paying that money in advance, it is less money,
yeah,
than needing
having
a
to
medical
cough up everything
procedure,
yes,
plus possibly travel if you are working with a company that's not going to let you do that or give you money back. So we're going to be working on our end to source some misoprostol or whatever it's called. Anyways, it's the abortion pill, which,
yeah,
I've taken some version of that. in the past when I had a real oopsies with someone that I do not want in my life.
And what a great thing that it was your choice and 100%. You were able to look at that and make these decisions.
Well, talk
in your
about
life.
Talk about summer breaks. It was like the night before everyone left for summer break for college. I was like, it was because it was the late 90s. I was like, I don't even know your last name or your phone number. If he would have ended up being, you know, a dad. There was no internet. There was no nothing. I didn't realize till he stumbled off his own way to go home to his hometown, wherever. And me and I went mine with a pregnancy scare, you know, that I was just like, holy shit, I need to go to Planned Parenthood and get myself a pill right now.
Right now, I tell you.
And here I am.
Everything's fine. Here's
the successful, unencumbered podcaster that I am.
Starbucks is saying that it will... It will pay if you're within 100 miles where services are not available. I think everybody else, the Grubhub and DoorDash, seem to just be like, whatever works, you know.
Yeah, 100 miles. Texas is a big state in any direction.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, like what if you're like That's right weird. On the border? That would seem kind of weird. It's like Starbucks, just like fucking pay it. That'd be like if you're like. It's weird, right?
100 miles.
Yeah.
Yikes.
You're like, we won't pay less than 100 miles.
I won't pay 100 more.
But your barista at Starbucks so we'll need you back at work on Monday. Da-da-da. But, you know, jumping into another headline that we found, this one is out of Texas, specifically Houston, you know, and just talking more about how the restaurant industry could change. How will it be affected now that abortions are banned? I mean, Houston's fucking fighting back.
Yeah, yeah. And Houston's, you know, it's such a diverse melting pot. Far more a bit of a blueberry in the red soup, you know.
Yeah, fourth largest city in the country.
It's humongous, and it's like one of the best food destinations in the world. So, and there's just such a strong community there. So they are clapping back big time at our, you know, Supreme Court and Texas as a state in general.
I mean, and the thing is like Texas is already so fucked up as a place to find like abortion care, you know, and find this. Like there's so many laws other than the trigger laws that went into effect last week that will already make it so fucking hard to even find these services. And so for this community to already be defeated in a way and now this, it's like making it even fucking harder is crazy. So there's been tons of fundraisers already by different restaurants around Houston that like one of them they ran out of ice. They like they raised 10 grand in a matter of hours.
Yeah, that's amazing. Because I think, you know, another point that the article's making too is like restaurant workers, Texas or anywhere else, and how many times have we said it, they're majority low income and female population. And so you are specifically affected by the lack of access to abortion.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, and then they're also saying that like this could mean that there's going to be less people in the workforce in restaurants, period, because health benefits are not offered at all. And if you are being forced to carry to term or, you know, or have a partner who is, it's like, don't you want to have insurance that will cover like maternity costs?
You're gonna have to leave
all
your dirty
these fucking
bar
costs because they're not certainly not being offered by the fucking government, you know. Oof. So
yeah.
So yeah, it's a lot, you know, and you know, One Fair Wage, always who we love, you know, they're basically saying that like issues of pay and reproductive health care have always been linked, you know? So it is just, and of course this is going to affect women of color and low income women, in the restaurant industry more than anybody, you know? So it's going to be an all over shit show. If you thought that there was like a low workforce now, boy, oh boy, just fucking wait, everybody.
Well, she goes on to also say, too, which we've covered ad nauseum. Basically, you know, this food service sector has the highest rates of sexual harassment and sexual assault with very few protections, no HR. That aside, so something terrible like this has happened to you, right? Like it's terrible enough to be assaulted, and if you are potentially pregnant now, you're like, you are left with the least ability to move around. If you're making $2.13 an hour, your job can't help you, and you can't travel out of the state, because another thing about the job that we do is any days missed are days that you don't earn shit.
So
it's pretty dark.
It's super duper fucking dark. But we love you guys, and we're always here for support, or even just to, like, you know, lend an ear. Are you guys okay? Everybody doing okay out there? You know, it's shitty times. You know, I certainly am so happy that we're sitting in front of each other right now, because just like contact with my ladies, with my female, with whoever, all my friends, it's been very nice and
comforting. Been empowering.
For sure. So
we're all smart, and we're capable of a lot. And yeah, you push, we push back harder.
Absolutely. And one thing that I do want to add is this really cool group that we found out about reading this article about Houston is called a group called I'll Have What She's Having. And they are a group, and their mission is to educate ourselves and our community on multiple barriers that we must overcome to maintain our health and our well-being. This is all service industry based in the arts. Identify nonprofit healthcare partners and raise funds for an awareness for their vital work, including women's and mental health. Mentor the next generation of Houston's hospitality industry leaders by offering up and coming cooks and entrepreneurs the opportunity to network with established stars of the Bayou's vibrant city restaurant community, and then partner with professionals in science, medicine, sports, and the arts to highlight the diverse coalition of individuals prepared to fight for Texans' access to high-quality, affordable healthcare and reproductive rights.
Woo, that was a mouthful.
Right? I'll have what she's having.
Yeah, I'll have what
cool
Anna's
group.
Having.
If you
yeah.
guys are in the Houston area or around there, check these badass ladies out. So, yay. I go, yay. Should we get into our server
submitted
story?
Story.
It's handwritten.
It's a handwritten note, everybody. You guys, this is so fun to get a letter in the mail.
Make it tactile. Oh.
Tactile little handwritten letter with some very nice cursive. So I'm going to share, cherry pick a little bit of this, but I do love so many of the sentiments of this and wanted to send it to you all. So it starts off, really just wanted to send some coffee to say thank you for the great podcast. We'll get to that in a moment. I've been working in the industry for about 15 years now and counting. Owning a small batch coffee roaster has been quite the challenge, and my business partner and I are still working on making it our full-time gigs. Basically, this is a long-winded way of saying I am a restaurant worker. I have had every job I can think of at this point. I was in with the house cats. I love that. So he was in deep until COVID. And them not caring too much about my concerns for my pregnant partner, wasn't sure what would happen if I got sick and then possibly got my pregnant wife sick. So especially when I would work 10-hour days and had an occasional 24-hour day, which is like you can't mitigate your risk at that point. So I just realized I was devoting my time to the wrong things and should care more about my family. Again, another long-winded way of saying I was demoted to the fix-it guy and realized I could serve at the same time. Make that money. Getting back into serving freaked me out quite a bit. I thought maybe I fucked up or wasn't good enough to serve anymore. Enter Sidework Podcast. It made me think about it all in a different way and makes me laugh my ass off. So thank you. Please enjoy the coffee. And our motto since day one is that we just want to make good coffee. I want coffee to be for everyone and not to be pretentious. We don't care how you drink it as long as you're enjoying it. Also, if you want to endorse it, I won't stop you. And this is from Chris from Manbot Coffee Roasters, which I went ahead. He particularly chose the roast, the diner roast,
nice.
Because he loved our episode about diners that we did way back in the beginning. I made a cup this morning. Yum. I ground the beans. It had like a nice full body, dark chocolate, a little bit of dried fruit notes.
I mean, this is exactly what I go for. Medium across the board. Medium acidity and body. And then, yeah, dark chocolate, dried fruit. This is seems like my flavor profile.
I mean, when I hand you coffee, you and Brian, like, you're ear to ear grinning. You love your coffee
in
this house.
We love coffee. This is going to go to Burr Grinder. I'm just going to tell you that right now. We're going to do these beans justice. We're a French press house, so I hope that is okay.
I did pour over with it today.
Ooh, yeah. Very nice indeed.
But guys, everyone, support this small business based in Wheaton, Illinois. Get yourself, you know, if you're like not particular or want to treat yourself and you're not like loyal to a specific brand, make this the one. It's a small business Sidework podcast endorsed. You can follow them on Instagram, Manbot Coffee Roasters. And you can also check out and order from them at manbotcoffeeroasters.com. Good luck.
Awesome. And thank you so much for the handwritten letter. I was just like, maybe we'll take a break from the summer and then we'll come back and we'll have to go to the post office and pick up a giant bag full of letters.
Right. Will you guys all write us from camp this summer?
Please, please. Or, you know, as always, if you guys have any server-submitted stories. And if we're taking a break, you guys are going to have some time to fucking get
so
in.
So nice to come back to some accumulated
like a whole pile.
Stories.
What can you imagine? Where do they send those stories, Brooke?
Sideworkpod@gmail.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, you know, it's summer, so we thought we'd get silly.
Very silly.
We're already talking about pools, so why don't we just talk about like pools and restaurants and bars like colliding in the same space?
I mean, it always sounds so classy and dreamy and then quickly becomes a problematic sort of way to eat, drink, and wait tables and slash bartend and what have you. But it's super fun. I hope everyone's been able to have that kind of weird experience.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a weird summer thing. It's like the summer season opens. And of course, we've talked about like seasonal restaurants and things like that. But like this is a very specific beast that we're talking about where it's like you have a body of water, whether it's a pool or a lake or an ocean. People are just like, can you open a restaurant right here so I can eat and drink?
Can I stagger onto the
beach?
Serve
me?
Please. Possibly the most like sophisticated version of this, which is very fun and probably what I prefer, right, is the poolside service.
Right.
You've camped out and you've gotten your beautiful deck chairs. I'm thinking resort vacations.
Totally.
I'm thinking Ace Hotel in Palm Springs.
Right. Yes, for sure.
You've got a little table.
You're staying there or you have a nice little lovely little day pass that you have purchased to go and chill. Yes. You have a table. You have a menu. You have a flag.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly you pop up, which the flag service, I think, is brilliant, first of all. If you guys are not familiar with this, they do it a lot in Vegas as well. These like huge poolside areas or like beaches where it's like you can't just have like servers like they don't fucking know.
No.
They're
wild.
Busy and you can't have like sections by a pool. I think just two servers maybe have the whole pool depending on the day.
Right.
So it's very convenient. You just get a little flag that you can like there's a little stand you can put it in, or maybe it has an arm that retracts back and forth. You raise it and then someone's like, okay, what do you want? You know, I think it's a good way to do it.
I also think it's so cute being like, these are some of the few serving situations where you are encouraged and allowed to wear sunglasses, you know, probably wear cute little, I am picturing the Ace Hotel, but cute little like khaki shorts and some like goofy.
Yeah. These are the situations
kitschy.
Where like, you know, your server might see your pubes, you know?
Yes. Yes. I mean, this is when it's most acceptable.
This is the most acceptable time for you to see pubes on the job.
Never show your server your pubes otherwise.
I'm sure it happens all the time. You're just like, there's some more pubes. It's just part of my day. I was looking up flags that you raise and I found ones that are 6 feet tall. that a restaurant service or whatever, you know, sells. They're like, yeah, there's these ones we got that are like 12 inches
table
tall,
toppers, yeah,
a foot tall, but we got these ones that are 6 feet tall. And I'm just like, what the fuck is that? When this is like the SOS of like, they're like, help, I'm stranded. We made an SOS at a rocks, and we have a huge 6 foot flag because we need more pina coladas.
I'll tell you what, pina coladas. I do like pina coladas, and I like them in the morning when
yeah,
I've had a hangover.
My overnight oats. I like to put them on my overnight oats.
So good. Oh, truly, they really just hit the spot. They take the edge off.
They're a smoothie.
They are a smoothie that you're like, I'm not hungover anymore. I'm just drunk.
You know, I do love a chichi, which is like basically vodka instead of rum in a pina colada. And I feel like it's a little cleaner sometimes.
Oh, sure. It's your coconut Bloody Mary.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Yuck.
Indeed. But yeah, that's a pretty classy way to do
it. That's right. The patio service, the poolside service.
Yes.
That's everything is served on the plastic plate with the plastic, you know, the clear plastic cover over it, because God forbid pool water flies. If you go to the kind of pools we go to, it's just you're surrounded by pit bulls and babies. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone's allowed to bring their rescue pit bull and their brand new, you know, 6 month old. So yeah. It's just like, it's a great way to protect your food in those little cute little stacked, what are they called?
I mean, plates that all stack on top of each other with the covers. And then I don't know the actual, but it looks like, you know, they fit together like Legos in a way.
Yeah,
you
like
know, like a Lincoln log, if you will. Like, and so, like, servers can carry like five at a time.
You're only allowed to have plastic on the patio.
Also, like,
people.
Catering, same thing. You got like all those. Yeah, plastic. And like, I think the best thing about working poolside, I mean, I certainly would hope, is that it's a pared down menu. There's only certain things allowed and only certain drinks allowed.
Yep. A lot of club sandwich feelings.
A lot of club sandwich, a lot of fries, a lot of pina coladas, margaritas, beer, you know, a wine. Nothing too complicated.
No, definitely not. Because that's not pool food.
Not pool food at all.
Not pool food.
I do want to talk about swim up bars.
Yes. Yeah.
So like, you've heard the expression, don't shit where you eat. How about don't pee where you drink?
Yeah.
I think, you know, I found this fun little Pop Crush article that was basically like, don't ever, no matter what you're doing, go to a swim up bar because you should just avoid it because people are messy bitches, essentially. There are so many pop-ups on this article right now. I can't even. I've been trying to smoothly like get into
it. It's called Pop Crush, but it should be called Pop-Up Crush.
Crush my soul. Basically, intoxicated guests are just like, I just fucking peed right here next to you. Can you believe it? I mean, look, what is a smoke bar more than like not an excuse not to go to the bathroom? I get it. No, I don't get it.
It's like the water is already making your bladder work overtime just because them's the rules.
Uh-huh.
When you have to pee in a body of water, it just happens. Uh-huh. And then now you're also adding a diuretic, which is alcohol.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And then people get drunk and they get lazier than usual.
Dude, they get so fucking lazy. I don't fucking pee in the pool. I don't pee in a pool. You know what I do sometimes is like, I'll just be like, I'm gonna go pee over there if I'm wet. I'll just go pee on the side of the house. I'll just like, you know, but like be an adult, like go to the fucking bathroom. And I know there's tons of chlorine in these pools because there's a lot of different bodies in and out of it. But like,
I'm gonna tell you what. I have a friend named Oren Brimmer, who it was either his birthday or someone else's, or him and his collective group of friends. This was in Manhattan. They had an indoor Manhattan bar pool party.
Okay.
Already so gross. It's as gross as you can imagine. It's like one of its kind. So it's rented for a couple hours by different groups of disgusting humans who are drinking indoors. And it was the winter. So it was steamy and it was heated and it was gross. And you can just smell the chlorine. And we were all like, fuck.
Where it's like,
yeah,
it like hangs out in your olfactory for like days afterwards.
You just burned your sinuses with chemicals. And I'm telling you, it's just rowdy comedians. you're holding an open top cup. And so then they're splashing their pee pool water mm-hmm. into your drink. Mm-hmm. Now you're just drinking pee, chlorine mm-hmm. and liquor. And then I saw sexual acts happening in corners.
I bet.
There. And then everyone went home. And 2 days later, everyone had strep throat because there was like for sure just whoever's like free range gonorrhea floating around in the pool, then splashing into our drinks and then going straight into our
throats. Stuck in the humid air.
Or when you go underwater and or like you choke on pool water.
Yeah, dude.
And then we were all like, we have staph infections. It's for real.
I mean,
we're all like, best party ever.
I love the idea of a swim up bar. I'm not gonna lie. I won a bingo game and I won a cool hat at a swim up bar in Mexico once.
Listen, this is for like when we come back, but like, have you bartended at a swim up bar?
No, and the bartenders are rowdy as fuck at swim up bar too. You have to be. But also, I'm going to tell
They're
you right
now. Also not nice because they don't have to be.
I would like catch whiffs of that swim up bar. And I was like, oh, the plumbing down here. Oh, and it just smells like, you know, because it's all fruity drinks. And so it's just like that rotten kind of like, I mean, I didn't drink the pina coladas. I was like, just give me shots of Don Julio and I'll drink like soda water. Like that's what I did.
Oh, my God. That's where the upside down is.
Uh-huh.
Underneath the swim up bar.
Can you imagine the sludge content happening being sprayed out of there?
Vecna bartending.
That all those drinks being spilled by people are just like, I just knocked my old strawberry daiquiri into the pool. Hold on, let me like get it. I'm like, I wish they would do hot wings poolside too.
No. God, you may as well.
And then you could just rinse your hands off in the pool water. You know, that's
classy.
You do it.
Oh, public pools.
Has anybody ever bartended at a poolside bar? I want to talk to you.
Yeah. Here's the thing. When you go to like a public pool, there's one close to my house. Like, don't be upset, but they don't allow food, beverage, and any other shit. Means it's clean. You're not dragging your fucking chip crumbs into the pool. It's not allowed. You have to shower before you even enter the pool. You know, they're like, get your ass in that shower. Mm-hmm. And then you're allowed to come dip yourself in the
water. Don't fuck up our pH system.
I have to say, because I put in here too, that was very Icelandic with all the natural hot springs.
Yes.
And the Blue Lagoon, which they keep it classy. It's not a perfect situation either. But the dangerous thing they do, which I know I've seen in America too, is you get an electronic bracelet with a chip in it that has your credit card information
and
stored
just like,
in it.
Give me all the stuff.
And then you quickly lose control of your tab because you're like, oops, clank, I just bought this. Like, I bought this camera case so I could put my cell phone in a little plastic bag and take selfies.
And they have bars there too, right?
You swim up? Yeah, it depends what kind they are. I've been at a couple hot springs, like deeper into Iceland, where you had to get your ass out of the pool.
Oh, yeah. You just bring BYOB
but then
there.
Bring it back in where the Blue Lagoon was totally
It's
swim
a
up.
Whole specific situation.
And then
there,
they give you
for
silica
sure.
for your face.
Oh, yeah. It's so nice. And just so you guys know, like, you know, a glass of wine in Iceland is going to be like $25. That's just how the world works. They've rebuilt their economy. Things are going well for them. And that's just how it has to be.
In this economy.
And that's a really interesting different way to like look at a swim up bar. I didn't even think about like exotic locations.
And set your expectations. You're not going to get a good mixed drink. So you better get a canned beer or if they're opening a bottled beer, pouring it into a glass. That's what you, or like do the Andrea way. Drink a clean shot of tequila.
That's what it was. Especially if it's like if it's an all inclusive, just like go for the gold and just drink your water. Because
it's such like a Hawaii or Mexico thing too.
Oh, fuck yeah. I mean, I just am also like day drinking is bad news.
You've learned over and over again over the last 7 years living here with a pool.
Yeah. I got way more day drink
Back
drunk
in
Chicago like I was I feel like day drinking used to be like people would high five you. I feel like I was just talking about this recently with like old Chicago friends to be like, remember when you would like get drunk during the day like when we were 25 and people were like, oh fuck you, I'm so fucking jealous, I'm at work, you're fucking wasted at like two, what, come on man. But yes, I have learned that the sun and alcohol are a bad combination.
It accelerates everything.
Everything, which is why I'm pretty much now like a hard seltzer microdose person, I think, for the pool this summer.
No, I've never heard you say that. That's so weird. That's news to me.
News to me.
Now, leave me alone.
I mean, I have to redeem myself from last year, 4th of July, when my parents were here, where I was drinking tequila, having a good time, then took way too fat of a hit off a joint I lit with my dad. Yeah. It was lights out, barfy time.
I know. It's a lot. The sun. And it's been so fucking hot lately.
Yeah.
But here's the thing is, like, I can't even imagine, like, what the staff at, like, poolside bars and restaurants have to deal with people just fucking going down left and right.
Oh, yeah. You got to be able to identify. Talk about the certification that people have to get to just work in a regular bar.
Yeah, I
in
wonder
California.
If you're like working a pool bar, you get to like lifeguard too. You,
right. Where you're like, we got a floater, not the poop kind, a body. Yeah, but truly, like, it's such a, you know, like, you can't leave it to just the sign on the side of the hot tub at the hotel that's like, don't says, get in
don't
here.
Dive in here, you'll smack your head.
Right. Or like, drinking and staying in for more than 20 minutes is potentially fatal, dum-dums.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a very fraught, funny, it makes me think of like the kind of people who work at a swim-up bar probably worked at that New Jersey water park where everyone died. The lawsuit park. Fuck that documentary. I kind of want to go home and watch that again.
It's great. It's great. And even like the Johnny Knoxville movie that they kind of made the story of is pretty silly and dumb, you know, because there's still like the stunts, the stunt work that they do and have tried to recreate. So that's also kind of fun. But
oh, Class Action Park Class is the name Park. Of the documentary.
Yes, correct. Correct.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. That's a fucking nutso documentary. But I just can't. I mean, not to mention like, you know that there's got to still be like restaurants and bars out there that are poolside that are still serving things in glass and like plates that are ceramic and shit's just like breaking and like people are stepping on it with their bare feet and help.
And then going back in the pool bleeding and then you splash that into your drink and now you've got Hep C. Pools are so gross.
Oh, geez Louise. Well, the things we go through for a little summer fun, I tell ya. Although I love this shit. I feel like a classy bitch when like I'm involved poolside and I'll be like, and I can order a drink. Like,
yes, we will have some oysters. Get them out here ASAP. They are boiling in the sun after all. Yeah, you know, I always start off where I'm like, I think I'll have a light salad. I am in a bathing suit after all. And then as I get sloppier drunk, I'm like, who wants a spit of burger?
I mean, that's kind of why, like, they're, you know, this cabana action where you pay like five or, I don't know, $500 maybe starting to get a cabana all day for you and all your friends. Sometimes they come with a fruit plate. Sometimes they come with a, you know, they include a cheese platter. There's
some shitty Prosecco.
You know, there's a TV in there for some reason. Yeah. Like, but I kind of like that idea if you're going to have a bigger party and like be like, we're all going to like get drunk and like shove food in our faces, like with a curtain drawn, you know, under, also behind a veil.
Give some of your friends a chance to get the fuck out of the sun for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, get them out of the pool and get them to cool off and cool their jets for a minute. Have some water and then get back out there.
Oh, my God. So fun. So fun. What else I feel like we kind of covered.
I mean, I'm just seeing if it's like jogging any other crazy sort of memories. I mean, the closest you can do to recreating a swim up bar at home for yourself is to get one of those tiny floaties.
They do have the little
drink koozie.
Yeah, they do have those. We did get like the fun floaty drink koozies that we had, and like Indy would just like destroy them. He'd be like, I'm gonna fucking kill this thing like right now.
Great job, Indy. Thanks.
Yeah.
Once again.
Absolutely. It also made me think of like the bar Castaways in Chicago. That's like the big ship that's only open during the
Potter
summer.
Potter Boz worked there.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking great.
Yeah, their side work was like fucking cleaning the boat. Cleaning the pirate ship.
You get the barnacles, I mean, aka vomit, dried vomit off the side of the bar and restaurant that's shaped like a ship. Make it ship shape.
Ship shape. I love it. Well, I plan on going overboard with you.
Yeah, we're gonna weekend. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're gonna have some fun. We're gonna have some laughs, you guys. We hope you guys have a really fun summer too. Make some goddamn memories.
Make some goddamn memories, and we'll circle back up in a few weeks to hear from you. We'll stay active on social, yep. So don't feel like you can't contact us, hear from us. I mean, we were already bad, so sorry, it's going to be still kind of a little bit bad, but we will be on there checking from time to time, keeping up to date with y'all.
Posting. Yeah. You know, we got your summer reading list or writing list, if you will, right? Some server submitted stories, and you know, that's really all we got to say. Until then, Brooke, you know what we say at the end of every episode.
Absolutely. Godspeed.
Good tips.
Have a great summer.
And fuck the Supreme Court.
Fuck SCOTUS.
We love you guys. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.